May 21st, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Our hearts and thoughts go out to the residents of Moore, Oklahoma, and other areas which have been devastated by tornadoes. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. On the 13th of this month, I had a very interesting couple on, Ingrid and Lars. I suggest that you go back to that date on my schedule page and see the response that I got from Lars. It's quite entertaining. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Remember that the March Against Monsanto is taking place in numerous locations on May 25th. This is in opposition to the Monsanto Protection Act, which Obama signed on March 26, 2013. Food rights activists from around North America met at the Sauk County Courthouse in Baraboo yesterday to support Wisconsin dairy farmer Vernon Hershberger and food sovereignty. Hershberger, whose trial began yesterday, is charged with four criminal misdemeanors that could land this husband and father in county jail for up to 30 months, with fines to over $10,000. The Wisconsin Department of Agricultural, Trade, and Consumer Protection targeted him for supplying a private buying club with fresh raw milk and other farm products. This organization has charged him with, among other things, operating a retail food establishment without a license. He and other farmers around the country are facing federal and state charges, and in recent months, the FDA has conducted several long undercover sting operations and raids against peaceful farmers and buying clubs that have resulted in farms shutting down and consumers going without access to the food that they depend on. See today's update for links about this situation. My guest this first hour is Donna Schwenk, the author of Cultured Food Life. Her website is culturedfoodlife.com. Donna, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. How are you?
I'm great. And you?
I'm doing really good. Yes.
You have one of the most delicious-looking websites.
Oh, thank you. We've been actually working on upgrading a lot of stuff on there and doing a lot of new things on there. So, and I actually just about 5 minutes ago told my web manager that I am changing a lot of my pictures because some of them are getting old from years ago, and I was not liking them as much. So that's funny that you would say that.
Oh, but it's just so, I love the colors. I love oranges and reds and yellows, and it's just so inviting.
Thank you.
Just is a very nice website.
Well, and a lot of that goes to my web guy. He did a lot of that for me. So, are you hearing crackling on my phone?
You made all that food, though.
Yeah. Can you hear crackling on my phone? Are you hearing
me
all right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. I'm hearing some crackling on the phone. I didn't know if you could hear it.
Yes. Now, if people sign up for your newsletter or your blog, they will get a free ebook. Okay, we're going to a quick break, but when we come back, I would like to have you tell us what is in that ebook, and we will be right back.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
And our guest this first hour is Donna Schwenk. She is the author of Cultured Food Life, which is a wonderful, wonderful book. Her website is culturedfoodlife.com, and people can sign up for your blog and get a free ebook. And what is in that ebook?
It is a getting started guide is what that is, and it's the first steps that you need and the things that you would need to use and do to make cultured foods. And it kind of comes out like one every day, so it doesn't overwhelm you, but it's a super easy thing to do, but people are unfamiliar with it, so it feels hard to them, but it's actually just new, and I try to make it easy by giving you everything you need. I even tell you things you can get at the store to try the food if you don't want to make them, just to get you started and to make it as easy as possible for you.
Great. Well, I had a listener just recently in the last week ask me how long that one should cook sauerkraut. And I said, no. I said, please listen to this program. You do not cook sauerkraut.
No.
You culture it.
Yes. For years, that's years and thousands of years, that's how they made sauerkraut. Actually, one of the earliest records that is written down, well, it's actually not the earliest, but close to it, where Captain Cook took on his voyages, he took big barrels of sauerkraut for his men, and he did that. This is the raw sauerkraut that I teach people to make, and he did that so that men wouldn't get scurvy because it had so much vitamin C in it, and that's what happens when you ferment cultures like cabbage and things like that into vegetables. They get loaded with all these vitamins that wouldn't be occurring if you didn't culture them. If you cook them, they all go away, so culturing leaves the enzymes intact and also increases the vitamins and your body's ability to receive the vitamins.
Right. And of course, a lot of people have been, you know, they've purchased canned sauerkraut or jarred sauerkraut at the store, and that's they just don't have a clue that that's not the real sauerkraut.
Right. Well, and they didn't realize that that was a way for, you know, modern processing to make things shelf available for people all the time, to stabilize things. But anytime you heat something, you kill all the enzymes, but you also kill a lot of the vitamins and minerals that are in there. And then when you actually have a food like sauerkraut that's cultured, that's not killed, your B vitamins, vitamin C, they just skyrocket. And not only that, the body's able to digest it because it's basically like eating a pre-digested food, because the good bacteria, the cultures in them, do that for you, help you digest it, and it also helps you digest the other food that you eat with it. Like, for instance, if you were to have protein with it and you have a spoonful of sauerkraut, the digestibility factor in you being able to digest and get nutrients from that is huge. It's wonderful. So you get more bang for your buck when you eat them, and you don't have to eat very much.
Sure. Now, how many servings of cultured food should one eat a day?
Well, really, you can have as much as you want. But in the beginning, when you start out, I recommend people go slowly, because the wonderful thing about this is that you and I are 10 trillion cells of bacteria, which is more than cells in the body. And so that's basically what you're made up of. But as you start ingesting these healthy bacteria that you're not accustomed to, they kind of go in and clean you out and kill pathogens, kill bad viruses, kill toxins, basically like a detox to clean you out, to get rid of it so they can dominate and live inside of you and really help your body do what it's meant to do. But in the very beginning, you can have a detox effect. So in the beginning, I would start out with like one cultured food and just use a small amount, a fourth to a half a cup, something like that, and just build from there. And then after that, the sky's the limit, because that's what you are, is good bacteria, 10 trillion cells. You can't really eat too much of it because it's what you're made of.
Sure. Now, many people come to alternative health practices because of their own health issues, and that's just how you did this.
Yes.
You'd been having some health issues that allopathic medicine could not cope with, and so you just started reaching out on your own, went to the health food store, and that's how you got started. And how long ago was that?
That was a little over 11 years ago when that all happened, and I was struggling with high blood pressure, diabetes, things like that, and I had had a baby. I was 41 years old at the time, and I'd had a baby, and she was born premature, 4 pounds, struggling, you know, as preemies do, to get a foothold in this world. And then my older daughter, who was 16, had irritable bowel syndrome, and everybody in my family was starting to fall apart, including me. And I started looking for answers, and I found the answers in a health food store. I sat down on a couch, and I found two books came off the counter, and I opened them, and they sat in my lap. They opened to pages on kefir, and both of these books, two books that were just randomly pulled from a shelf, and about that time, a store employee walked by and said, "You should pay attention. That's one of the most important books you'll read." And so I bought both books, bought a bottle of kefir, and went home and really changed my life. That was the beginning of the journey.
Indeed. And your family is now very healthy. You make kombucha, you make kefir, you have all these cultured vegetables. They all eat them every day. And how is your daughter's IBS?
That went away very quickly. That took about, the pain that she was experiencing went away like in a month or two. I think it was in a month. And then by the end of that first year of eating cultured foods, all of her food allergies went away. And my diabetes and my high blood pressure went away within a month or so. It was really quickly. And I was so astounded at what happened to my little preemie. She started gaining weight, she started sleeping through the night. All these things started happening, so I started researching and learning about it. And then I told my friends, and then their families got better, and then I somehow wound up here. So it just kind of snowballed from there, because I was so amazed at how powerful food can be, and especially these foods, what a difference they've made in my life and the lives of others.
Right. I picked up on this the first time that I had you on my program. I started making kombucha. And I actually went out and bought, well, I didn't go out, I ordered an old German crock. What wasn't old? It was a new one, but it was the old-style German crock,
right.
7.5 liter. And it's just wonderful. It's just, you know, I just feel so much better. I still have issues that probably are not connected, but I think I feel better as a whole, and I think that other people that I have talked to also feel really good after they have done this, after they've had kefir. And it's something that I drink every day. I drink kefir every day.
Ooh, that's
and,
great.
And I always have either sauerkraut brewing, kefir, or kombucha brewing. I always have it in the refrigerator. And I've made several of the recipes in your book, particularly the Italian style one that's, oh, yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yeah, there's so many different ones that I tend to try new ones all the time. I tend to get my husband, he gets mad at me because he'll say, I like this so much and I'm never going to get it again because you're going to make something new. I'm always trying new stuff. He's like, I really like this. Will you make it one more time? Because well, I'm on to the next thing because it's fun for me. So, and it's
sure.
so easy to make. It's so much fun, so much easier than canning or any of those processes. It's a new technique that people aren't familiar with, that I try really hard to make it easy for them. That's one of the things I do on my website, on my blog, and on my Facebook page, is try to help people take the fear and the, you know, uneasiness about it out of their lives and show them how safe it is, how easy it is, and how fun it is to culture foods.
Right, and you have so many recipes and really yummy looking things. Oh, I just love your website.
Oh, thank you.
I like your coconut hot chocolate.
Yes, that's good, isn't it? Yeah, it's
yes.
different, doesn't it, with the coconut milk?
Well, I love coconut milk. I drink a lot of that, and it gives it some extra zing or something.
Yeah.
I really like the cups that you serve that in. Those look like, you know, just my kind of cup.
Yeah. I get presents from my kids and from my family. I get dishes. I've been getting dishes for, oh, my goodness, 30, 40 years. That's like one of those things I've collected through the years. And I can remember years ago before I ever started this blog, I thought, what am I going to do with all these dishes? Well, now I have a place to take pictures of them all. So actually they've been put to good use because I have a lot of them. So it's fun for me to share with people the things that my family makes and the things that we enjoy because it's really a lifestyle that's happened that feels so normal to me that I have seen make such a difference in people's lives. I just started a page on my website called Lives Touch because I always get tons of emails of the, you know, effects of these cultured foods and what they've done to change these people's lives. So I made a page, and you could go there, and it says Lives Touch, and you can read some of the most wonderful, tear-jerking stories about how cultured foods have helped them with their health and their lives and what a difference it's made. It's really heartfelt, a lot of them. You'll enjoy reading them.
Okay, and that's right up at the top on your orange banner on
yeah.
the right-hand side, Lives Touched.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful. You also have people have the opportunity to attend an online class.
Yes, yes. We have a lot of classes. We have a lot of videos. We have like 40 videos. And basically I take you to my home and then I take you to my classes and you get to see how easy it is. It's one of the things that they say at the most at my classes is, oh, this is so much easier than we thought because they get to see it. It's a lot easier when you're demonstrating it. Plus, it's fun. Now, the only thing is you don't get to sample it like they get to sample at class. But
sure.
There are so many videos. I spent the last year doing 40 videos to put on there, having a blast doing it. It was a lot of fun for me, but it's really made a difference for people. I have a lot of people tell me that they get in their pajamas and watch them before they go to bed, which cracks me up. I've probably had about 10 people tell me that. It's that they sit in bed, watch them before they go to bed, and watch one of those little videos, because some of them aren't very long, some of them are longer. But I would really recommend people doing that if they feel intimidated. So.
Okay, that's great. Alrighty, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance,
concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this hour is Donna Schwenk. She is the author of Cultured Food Life. Her website is culturedfoodlife.com. And I know that there are some people out there, some listeners, who would like to ask you some questions. So we will take calls after the next break at 800-313-9443. So anyway, keep that in mind. Alrighty. So we were talking about how easy it is to make these foods. And the first time that I made sauerkraut, I just thought, well, the hardest thing about it was, cutting up all of the cabbage, which I did it in a small food processor, so I bought a bigger one, and now it's just relatively simple.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference when you make a cultured vegetable. It only takes like about 5 or 10 minutes to just stick them in the processor, then you really just are putting them in a jar, covering with liquid, and putting culture in.
And exactly.
It's not a lot of work. People, it's a lot easier than going and canning and heating up your house, and especially in the summertime. So I'm excited for summer to be here for fresh vegetables and farmers markets, and seems like a long winter to me. So I'm excited to be canning and not canning, but culturing a bunch of new vegetables this summer. I'm excited about it. I've got some new things I want to try.
So okay. What kinds of things are you going to do?
Well, I've got some Mexican carrots I'm going to try. I've got some, they're pickled carrots, but they're kind of got a little bit of Mexican flair to them. I've got some new asparagus thing, a recipe for asparagus that I'm trying that's really different. So I've also got some sunshine vegetables that I'm doing golden beets with, some lemon juice, and a whole bunch of different ones that the types of vegetables I enjoy, and I always can mix them with different flavors and see what we can come up with. So
right. Now, what about the salad in a fermenting jar? That looks very interesting.
Yes, that is something I do all the time because we go to the lake a lot on the weekends, and so I'm always looking to pack stuff in a cooler. And it's funny because I sent my sister, Danette, she lives in Pennsylvania, I sent her some homemade bread that I make, and I actually sent her my salad dressing from that blog. And she called me the other day and said, my goodness, what is in that salad dressing? Because the salad dressing is fermented, and it is super easy. I make it in 5 minutes in a jar and then take it in another little jar with the salad that's in a – I put the salad in a fermenting jar, and then I put the salad dressing in another little tiny jar, and it is all fermented. It's wonderful. So it's a fun way to take something fermented with you and not have to do a lot of work with it.
Right. Now, some people have asked me how long their kombucha lasts, and they have concerns about it being not fizzy, not bubbly enough. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, the reason that your kombucha is bubbly, here's the secret to that, is that the yeast, the good yeast, there's lots of good yeast in kombucha. Actually, there's a really strong one called Saccharomyces boutyi that is really strong, that is the number one probiotic used worldwide in hospitals, and it's abundant in kombucha. But what it does is it eats all of the sugars out of the kombucha, out of the tea that you've made, and it creates carbonation. Well, when it runs out of food, it loses its fizziness. So if your kombucha was really tart to begin with and a lot of the sugar was gone, it won't have food to make carbonation. So the secret is to either second ferment it with fruit juice, which I tell you how to do on my blog, and then it gets really bubbly, or to make sure that it's just slightly sweet when you put it in your refrigerator, and then the yeast will still have food to eat. And it does last, oh my goodness, I've had kombucha in my fridge for over a year and drank it, and it was perfectly fine, because basically kombucha will turn to vinegar. It really doesn't go bad, it just turns to vinegar. So you can have it forever if you want, and use it like vinegar if it gets to the point where it is kind of vinegary. So it doesn't
really
go bad.
When you put it in your refrigerator, it does stop culturing at that point or not?
It just slows it way, way down is what it does. It still cultures. It still will continue to culture just a little bit, but just basically in a very small amount, which is nice because then it's not going to over-ferment really quickly. It's going to take a long time because I've drank it after a year, and it's a little bit tart, but it wasn't. I was surprised that it wasn't more vinegary than it was, but once it's in the fridge, it seems to preserve it better. So.
Right. Now, I've noticed that it doesn't take as long as it used to reach that stage where it's really tasty. For instance, I've cultured it for as long as maybe 2 weeks, and really, sometimes it gets to the point that I like it in 6 or 7 days.
Now,
and I do have some pH strips, too.
Are you using the juice for second ferment, or is this the first ferment?
The first one.
Okay. So it should take about 10 days. Is it taking longer than that?
No. Sometimes it takes less.
Okay. Because your culture is probably getting stronger. The secret is the starter liquid. And for those who aren't familiar with kombucha is a fermented tea that is so wonderful. I've had so many wonderful stories. It helped me get off of, like, diet pop and chemical-laden processed foods that weren't good for me. Kombucha is such a powerful detox drink, and it's also bubbly because people miss carbonation in pop when they get off of it, and it really replaced that for me and my family in a great way. We love it. So if you're not familiar with kombucha, it's really just a fermented tea that you add a culture to and let it culture, and it's a wonderful beverage that's really sweeping the country. There's all kinds of brands now on the store shelves at health food stores.
Oh, indeed. All righty. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, and we will take your calls at 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food. for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest this first hour is Donna Schwenk. That's S-C-H-W-E-N-K. She is the author of Cultured Food Life. Her website is culturedfoodlife.com. We were talking about kombucha. And you do need a SCOBY and a START, and it is fermented tea. And I never, ever, ever drink soda. I just drink water and kombucha. There's also something called water kefir. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between water kefir and regular milk kefir, and what are the benefits of water kefir?
Milk kefir is made with kefir grains, and water kefir is made with water kefir grains, so they're different cultures. And milk kefir is much stronger than water kefir. It has a lot more good bacteria in it and a lot more properties. It's my favorite of the two. I still think water kefir is great because it's a great alternative for pop, because basically you ferment juices or tea with sugar, and then the cultures eat the sugar out of the tea and create this bubbly drink that everybody just loves. Really fizzy. So fizzy that it's blown up a couple times on my ceiling. My husband had to fix the ceiling. But anyway, so it's actually a really great drink. It has wonderful minerals in it, too, that people love, that you can get. You know, so many times we're missing the minerals in our environment because of the ground's depleted and soil and things like that. But water kefir is super easy to make. I have recipes on my site for it, and I have three special videos I've made for it. If you're a member of my site, you get to see how you can make an extract, and literally you can make it in a day. It's so simple. Once you get your starter bottle going, you can make it, less than a day. I do it all the time. And also, milk kefir is something you make in a day, too, but you use milk. And you can use any kind of milk. It doesn't have to be, If you're dairy-free, you can use coconut or almond milk, any kind of milk. So it's a wonderful, it's got wonderful properties in it, and I think it's much stronger than water kefir, but I like them both. But if I had to choose between water kefir and kombucha, I would choose kombucha because I think it has even more benefits than water kefir.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. That's good to know. Mm-hmm. Now on the kombucha, you can also after you ferment it, culture it, then you can add any kind of a fruit concentrate. I get a lot of concentrates from the health food store, like cherry and you know, just all kinds of concentrates that give it just a little bit of extra flavor.
It does. It makes it wonderful, and I do that all the time. That's probably the only way we drink it anymore. And you just add a little bit of juice, and it wakens up the kombucha in a way that it just really gives it such wonderful flavor. People love it. I mean, it's everywhere in health food stores now. And I just drink it all the time. I'm drinking some right now. So that's one of my, I mean, I've always got some, especially in the morning. It's one of my favorite things to have in the morning. Sometimes I'll put a splash of coconut milk in it, too. And I think I'm having an Italian ice or something. Who knows? But
oh, really?
It's fun just to liven it up a little bit. So that's one of my favorite things to do after I work out in the morning, too. It's one of my, I think it works better than Gatorade to pick you up. Nothing
oh,
like
Gatorade
it.
Is full of all kinds of
absolutely.
Who knows what.
Yeah, and they claim it has a lot of, you know, and it does. It has a lot of the electrolytes and things that you need, but so does kombucha. So, and kombucha doesn't have all the sugar and all the chemical dyes. So there's just nothing like it. So it makes you feel great. That's why people love it. That's why people are drinking it like crazy, because it makes you feel so good.
Right. So. Now, you do have to have a SCOBY to start it, and it produces an additional SCOBY while it is culturing.
Right. You need to have a starter culture, and I have a great place. I've got people you can buy cultures from on my site. Kombucha Camp is my favorite. You can buy her on my website. You see starter cultures there. She gives great live cultures. And you just, all you need is one culture, which will last your lifetime, and then you're going to get a new SCOBY every time you make it, which you can give to your friends. And you need to have starter liquid, too, which you're going to have with that. But you'll have it to last you forever. It's a wonderful way to have a wonderful bubbly drink in your house that's not only good for you, but that you can share with others.
Right. I have a refrigerator full of SCOBYs.
Oh, do you? They're great in your garden, by the way. You can put those in your garden. I blend them up and throw them in my garden, and your garden goes crazy and loves them. So that's my neighbor has a garden that's not too far from mine. He can't figure out why my garden does better. It made him mad because he couldn't figure out how we were using the same soil. And he came over scratching his head, and I would go throw out those SCOBYs out into the garden, and my husband went out one day to plow it for me, and he didn't know what all those things were. He was like, what are all those? He forgot that I had thrown them all out there because they kind of had changed their shape and size, and he didn't know what was going on in our garden. But they do
sure.
make the soil, like they give you minerals.
Okay. What kind of tea do you use to make your kombucha? Or did we lose our guest? Okay, maybe you could call her back. Meanwhile, we could take Steve from New York. Steve, welcome to the program, and we'll try and get Donna back here in just a minute.
Yeah, thank you. I had a question for her, actually. I've been culturing food for a long time, and I started an experiment this morning, and I just wanted to get her advice.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully we will have her back in just a moment or two. What kind of foods have you been culturing?
Right now I make a lot of yogurt and occasionally kefir and a lot of kombucha. I used to make sauerkraut, but I got tired of shredding the vegetables, and my Ayurvedic witch doctor told me I couldn't digest cabbage, even fermented
really?
Cabbage, yeah. She said it had something to do with my body type.
Okay, so you're going along with the four body types by Dr. What's his name? I can't think of his name, but I have that book. Yeah.
I don't know what you're referring to. I went to an Ayurvedic doctor.
Okay.
At the time, I was having a lot of digestive problems.
Okay.
So she suggested some changes to my diet.
Okay, and have they worked?
Oh, yes. That was a long time ago. I may not need to do that anymore, but okay. I just got tired of making the sauerkraut.
Sure. Well, cutting up the cabbage, unless you have a food processor, can be kind of a big task. Do we have Donna back yet?
I am back. Oh. I don't know what happened. We got disconnected.
Okay, so we have Steve from New York, and he's doing an experiment, and he wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
Yeah, I decided I'm going to try making ginger ale, so I boiled some water, and I poured it into a mason jar with some sugar and some shredded ginger, and I was just going to put some yogurt whey in there to culture it, but I was wondering if you'd recommend that, or you'd recommend kefir grains or kombucha. I could do that.
Well, the thing I recommend the most for making that kind of, I mean, you can actually do what they call a ginger bug and make it yourself, but it is kind of a lengthy process. But the one I recommend the most is the kefir powder packages, because one of the, there's something that you can buy on my site. One package will make like 30 bottles, and it'll make it in a day. And what you do is you just pour it into the mixture that you've made that's cooled and let it sit for 3 days, and then it is super bubbly. And then the next day, when it's done after the first 3 days, you can make about 30 more bottles off of that one bottle. It's so easy, and you get a lot more benefits when you use the kefir culture package. You can also, you know, make ginger kombucha too. That's actually really tasty too. Or you can use water kefir grains and use them. And that makes ginger ale too. All of those methods work great. I just found that the powder packages work the fastest and easiest for me because I'm so busy. But kefir grains last your lifetime, too. So if you would like that, the water kefir grains, you can make it with that, too. And those are really easy.
Well,
but
I
you
have
do have to keep those alive. I'm sorry,
I have
go ahead.
Milk kefir grains.
You have milk kefir grains? Well, you can use the whey from milk kefir. If you strain out the cheese, if you put, do you know how to make kefir cheese? Do you know how to do that?
No, I've never done that, but my latest batch of kefir is already separated, so there's whey in there.
Yeah, when you separate out the whey from the cheese by just putting it in a coffee filter and a strainer, you can use that whey to make ginger ale. It's great. Actually, I have a recipe for that on my site under kefir sodas, and there's a coconut. Actually, there's one on my front page called, the title of the blog is Gluten Pain, the Best Teacher, and it has a recipe for like a ginger ale. Type of a recipe that you could, it tells you how to do it. It'd be great. It'd work great for you. So using kefir whey works really good. It takes a little longer with kefir whey, but still, if you've got it, then I would recommend using it. Not the grains, just the whey.
Right, and that's better than the yogurt whey.
Yogurt only doesn't have very many properties that a kefir does. Let me explain the difference. Yogurt only has about 7 good bacteria in it, and kefir has, homemade kefir has anywhere from 30 to 56, and yogurt is food for bacteria that lives inside of you, and kefir is the colony that actually goes inside, finds a place to live, and dominate. And so yogurt only lasts 24 hours in the body. The good bacteria is where kefir lasts indefinitely. So when you're culturing things with yogurt, you won't get the bubbliness or the effervescence or the good bacteria that you'd get for kefir.
Okay.
It's not bad. It still would work, but it just won't. You won't be the same.
Okay, I'll try it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Steve. All righty. What kind of tea do you use when you make kombucha?
I usually use green tea. I think it makes it more bubbly, and I like green tea, but I've used so many. I've used half black, half green, all black. It doesn't really matter. One of my favorites is jasmine. I love jasmine tea, so that is one. I like making kombucha with jasmine tea because it has a different, unique flavor, but I most often use green because I think it's more bubbly.
Right. I use organic green chai.
Yeah. Do you
Which
use organic?
Pardon me?
You use chai to make your kombucha tea?
Uh-huh.
And so how's it taste? Do you like it?
Oh, it's really very tasty.
Does it? Yeah. It's. I have never done that. That's interesting to me. Does it have a taste of chai with it?
Well, it tastes kind of cinnamon.
Yeah, cinnamon. Yeah.
And it really does have a nice flavor. I've got all kinds of teas. You know, I've tried, I haven't tried jasmine, but I've tried several different kinds. And, but most of them are green tea and with just, you know, a little different flavor.
Yeah.
I'll have to try the jasmine.
Yeah, you want to be careful, like, not use the fruit flavored teas, because some of them have antibacterial qualities in the fruit, the essence of them.
Really?
And also, yeah, and like herbal teas, you really shouldn't make kombucha with herbal teas. You really need to make sure you use regular tea. It's just kombucha is always made that way too. Plus, there's just different properties in teas that can affect the way that things culture. So, but I really like changing up my different flavors of tea. It's just even a slight difference. Even I can notice the difference a little bit even when I've switched brands. You know, some green teas are stronger than others. Some are got a little bit more flavor. So you should mix it up. It's fun to experiment.
Okay. Now, you mentioned ginger kombucha. Is there a recipe on your site for that?
For ginger kombucha, all you do is you just make kombucha, and I just put a piece of ginger in there is what I do. Just a fingernail stub of ginger, and half the time I don't even peel it. I used to peel it all the time, and I got over that and decided I was somebody that didn't do that, and I thought, I'm just going to try it, and actually it had more flavor. You don't need very much. It really makes or you can grate it up and put it in there, but then you get the little chunks in your drink, and then my family wants to know what that is. So I just put a little piece like the size of my fingernail, like my thumb nail, and put it in there, and just it kind of bubbles around too. It's kind of fun to watch. So anyway, the other thing that I've been doing lately is putting grapes. I've been putting whole grapes in my kombucha, and they float and bubble like a lava lamp. So.
Huh.
Yeah, they taste pretty good. They flavor it really well. So.
I've added chia.
Have
chia
you?
Seed. Uh-huh.
You like the, and chia is interesting because it'll hold on to the sugar a little bit, give it a little bit sweeter taste.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is.
All righty, we have another caller, Rosemary in California. Rosemary, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm having some problems. I just started fermenting, and I'm really excited. I've actually feel that I've already gotten some healing from doing that. And my first vegetables worked really, really well. They bubbled out, made a mess, and it was great. I refrigerated those. I did it quite a few in the jars that has the gaskets. Well, this last batch, the weather kind of cooled down. I used whey from yogurt like I did the first time, but it's not fermenting.
Now, that's what you're using to ferment the vegetables?
That's all I had.
Yeah, and yogurt sometimes is really iffy because it really depends on how alive it is in the yogurt that you've bought or using.
Right. I used a goat milk yogurt that I had used in the past with good results.
Now, you used the whey, right?
Yes.
Now, was the whey fresh when you used it? Did you, like, after you strained the whey out of the...
Not too much. It had been sitting in a refrigerator in a jar for, like, 4 or 5 days. So do you think that was the issue?
Yes. Usually it needs to be fresh because it dies really quickly. Whey dies really quickly without the yogurt components with it. And I always recommend people use it within a day of straining.
Okay.
Because
so that's what I did wrong.
Yeah, that could be why it didn't work as well. So
okay.
Always use fresh whey, and then it'll be bubbly. So
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm glad it's working good for you, and I'm glad you're feeling better. That's wonderful.
I am. It's been great, and your website has really helped.
Oh, I'm glad. That's the whole reason I do it, so.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, let's take Larry in Washington. Larry, welcome to the program.
Good morning, ladies.
Hi, Larry.
Good morning.
I used to make kombucha back in the mid-80s, and I got some information that kombucha doesn't work with colloidal silver because of...
The metal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't use kombucha for health benefits and take silver at the same time because I can't remember. It's been that long ago. But do you know anything about that?
Well, kombucha is a very powerful detoxifier, and one of the things that it does quite readily is that it removes heavy metals. That's one of the things that it does. And so that's interesting that you would say that, which would make sense since it's silver. So I would think that that would might be a little bit of a problem. I'm not sure. I don't know all of the science behind that, but I would question as to whether that would work very well to use both of those at the same time. So
yeah, it's been, 25, 30 years since I did this, and I was thinking of going back on Kabuchu, and I just like, because I still use silver.
Yeah.
All righty. Larry, you're welcome to stay over the break. We are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest this first hour has been Donna Schwenk. She is the author of Cultured Food Life. Her website is culturedfoodlife.com. And I believe Larry, we still have Larry on the phone? Okay. All right. Let's take Reese from New York.
Hey, Reese. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, ladies. Good afternoon, Donna.
Hi. Ann.
Got a question for you. Pretty simple. I'm interested mostly in the probiotic, to get high-quality light probiotics. I have been using cabbage juice fermented. What would be your recommendations? I'm afraid of the whey. And I may be totally wrong because I'm associating whey with lactose or mucus forming agents. Am I correct or is that not correct?
Now, whey, you can ferment cabbage without whey. You can ferment it just with salt. And the reason that I recommend using a culture, which I like the Caldwell's starter culture, which is a powder package, or the whey, is because the bacteria stay at a higher level longer. And you can use whey that's not dairy also to make cultured cabbage. But when you make kefir, it is 99% lactose-free. And it is a completely different food than regular dairy because of the way that the fermentation process changes and completely transforms the food is what it does. And you get vitamin C in your food and B vitamins that weren't there prior to it, to the culturing, and then you are able to digest it. But when you use whey to make cultured vegetables, you actually make the cultured vegetables last, the bacteria and the cultured vegetables last a lot longer because they will die after a period of time without food. And ones that are made with just with salt don't last near as long as the ones that are made with either whey or with a culture package. And that's why I recommend it. They stay bubbly forever. And also they're more effective for colds and flus and viruses and just keeping the body healthy. That's why I recommend it. But you certainly don't have to. You can just use salt to culture vegetables and they work great.
I see. So you'd probably use like a natural sea salt.
Yes, I like Celtic or Himalayan. Those are my two favorites because they have minerals in them. They have 80 minerals and wonderful things that help. The cultured vegetables love minerals, just like our bodies love them. So that's what, and you know, you always want to submerge them underwater. And I have a recipe on my site for that. It's a really simple way to make it, and it's really delicious. I like making it that way too. Often I make it often just to have something plain around because sometimes I just like plain sauerkraut. So with just the salt, really good.
I actually like the acquired a taste of the sauerkraut juice. It has a pleasant flavor. It's not overly sour. Most people associate that with very sour sauerkraut juice, and it's actually pleasant. And I'll tell you what I've noticed. You know, because my diet isn't the best, you know, I drink two cups of coffee a day and don't always have salads as much as I should. I think my intestinal flora starts waning, you know, the good bacteria. When I start drinking that fermented juice, I feel so much more energy, particularly at night.
And it has a chance to grow if you have it at night because you're not eating anything else, and it really does make a huge difference. People couldn't believe what just a fourth of a cup of the juice can make in your life by adding, you know, billions of probiotics to your diet.
Well, thank you, Larry, for calling in. We've run out of time. Thank you so much, Donna, for being on the program today. Now, you said that when you make kefir, that automatically takes the lactose out?
Yes. It eats all the lactose out of the milk, 99%. That's what
cool.
It does. That's what kefir loves is lactose. So that's
okay. Well, bless you. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.